It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dig Di Bartolo. This is episode 2060, recorded Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Cutting out the noise. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a new pair of scissors. We also have a new Adobe podcast product that we just have to learn about. Plus, I have my October crappy corner theme. It's all brand new. Coming up next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is. The gadget showgirl, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
I'm doing good. Are
very
excited.
Are those new glasses we have here?
Yes, yes.
Are they something to do with Taylor Swift?
They are something to do with Taylor Swift. Tonight at midnight as of recording, you know, we record on Thursdays. So it comes out on Friday, yes. The new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And I couldn't be more excited to wait 5 more hours. Couldn't be more excited to wait 5 more hours for. So I've decided that I got my beads. I got a few decorations up in the house. You know, not here on the set, but a few decorations.
Is it like a live presentation, or is it just that it? The songs become available.
The songs will just become available. So I've invited a few friends over. We're going to have a live listening party.
Oh my gosh.
And we're going to listen to it live. So the rollout for this album is insane. I think she was inspired when she did the Eras Tour movie, and that was a huge success. So we're getting the album tonight, and then Friday at 3 p.m., she's having a theatrical release of all of the music videos and all of the lyrical videos. So if you're a big, big fan, you can go see the music videos before they come out this weekend. They'll come out on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, I believe. So you can go and see them a few days early, and you get to do a whole listening party with the whole theater because they're going to play all the lyric videos, which are just the music with some lyrics on them. And so you can actually buy a ticket at a movie theater all across the nation and go do that if you want. And then, you know, obviously the album can be streamed and bought and all that stuff as well.
So wait, the event tomorrow is only in theaters?
Right, on Friday at 3 p.m. until I think it only lasts 3 days. I think it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Maybe, I can't remember honestly, but it's a limited, very limited run.
You have tickets for it?
I don't at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But I hope that it's not too difficult to get them. There's a lot of sold out theaters, but there's still seats. So luckily, because it's a theater, you know, it's not the most, there is capacity for a massive, you know, when people are massively interested in something, there is capacity, which is good. I've already bought the album 4 times.
What?
Okay, here's what she did. Okay, I held out on all of the vinyls. Okay, she released like 5 different variants of vinyls that she said are limited presses. She'll never do them again. They look really cool. They have their own album art and photo inserts and everything. I held off on getting all of that until last week when she dropped signed CDs. And you could buy 4 variants, all signed. So I bought 1 of each, and so I'll hopefully get 4 signed CDs of the 4 variants. Which there's more than 4, but of the 4 that were offered during the signing.
Oh my gosh!
So I held out until there were signed versions, and also the CDs were just normal price. So it was $13, $16, something like that. But you,
Oh, yeah.
They weren't like $32 each.
Yeah.
You know, okay, they're normal CD prices, but I am buying four of them. So it's like, So that was, you know, and this is how she plays the game, and how, you know, in an age where it's really hard to sell physical media and to have record-breaking album sales, like, it's just extremely difficult.
Yeah.
She's there, she signed four CDs for me so I could buy them at normal price. You know, she's out there playing the game harder than anyone, so...
They're just signed. They're not autographed to you.
Yes, exactly. They're just, yeah. They're not personalized. They're just, yeah. It's just like this one. I have another one. You know, it's exactly this, where it's just a signature. And it'll be on the same thing, where it's a separate photo. So she was just,
doing
that.
Okay. You know, maybe we should do a vinyl version of the podcast.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. We should have done that for episode 2000 or something like that.
Yes, exactly. Like, we can do it for 2500. Where are we? We're at 2006.
It'll only take us 4 years to get there. So yes. We'll hold on to this idea. We'll put a pin in it.
Yes, exactly.
But anyway, that's what I'm excited about. We can move off of this topic.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you know, did you get two photos that I sent you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So this is kind of a fun thing, is the American Museum of Natural History has some nights where you can get timed tickets and go into the museum when it's no public is in there.
Oh, you're right. And, no one's in this photo.
Yes.
I just thought it was not a popular exhibit, but now I realize...
There's nobody in this particular hall, and it's kind of eerie. It's kind of fun. And there's another shot of, I think it's the entrance to the planetarium, that's also kind of strange. You can just see all the way in the very, very left corner down there is the guy who gets... gets your pass.
There's a sign of life.
Yes, a sign of life.
Wow.
But if you have kids, they are doing overnights in the museum.
Wow. Overnights.
Yeah. It's something I would not like to do, because I don't want to be the one that has to step over 10 people to go to the bathroom every 40 minutes. But kids, I think there, it's called A Night at the Museum.
Of course, perfect branding. Perfect branding.
Yes, exactly. And all what you'll need and what to expect, and they have snacks and a little bit of breakfast. It's kind of fun. Oh, and it's sold out. It's very popular. Yeah.
Very popular. Look at that.
Yeah.
I can just imagine. I mean, just looking through some of this and like what you can kind of get to do, karaoke with bedtime stories.
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't even
self-guided
see that.
Explorations.
Oh yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. That's incredible.
Very, very clever stuff.
To get in, there's a ticket, right? So.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's only just a small premium to get it. I guess you have to decide to go on the day they're doing it and in the middle of the night. But
yes.
Pretty cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
It is very strange to go from one shade of the world to another. Oh, these are much more natural. Okay, there we go. That's really, really cool. Should we jump into some gadgets?
Absolutely. So I have one gadget left over from the holiday gift guide, and it's from Arrow. And the people there said, you know, we're introducing a new kind of scissors in October, and do you mind holding this video till October? And I said, no problem at all. So it is October, and here is the video.
Arrow, oh, that's such a familiar name. I'm not talking about the shirt I'm talking about
Arrow Tool Group, known for the T-50 staple gun. We've been manufacturing in the United States for 100 years, and we are now expanding our product categories into office supplies. This holiday season, we're going to be coming out with a new box cutting 2-in-1 scissor. It features nonstick blades for cutting tape for your packages so that there's no residue on the blades. And then it includes a beveled edge, which you can use to then open your boxes without having to have a second box cutter or to do unsafe things like hold your blades open. So it's right for safety. And then the other products that we have...
Oh, before you go, is that out now or coming?
This will be coming out this fall. So it'll be available starting in October on arrow.com/arrowtoolgroup.com.
And it'll be priced at about...
It'll be $8.99.
Oh, my goodness, it's lurky.
And then we're also coming out the executive stapler, which comes in a highly giftable package and includes stainless steel construction, a staple cartridge that staples included, and an alignment side to help you with that perfect 45-degree angle for all of this type A's, including myself. And it will also include a polishing cloth so that you know you're always smudge-free or always looking your best.
Okay, and the price you're made?
That's going to be at $29.99.
Oh, very cool. This is excellent. We're here at Arrow. And we're finding some fun stuff to best in things.
What is some?
Oh, I do have a sample of the Arrow 2-in-1 box cutter scissors. They're really nice. They are, let me just see. Nonstick stainless steel blades. And this is the little bevel tip here, okay? So I was cutting some stuff. It's a really nice pair of scissors. But we're going to see how this beveled edge works. And the object here is that you've done this, I've done this. You take the scissors and you open it to open a box. So this just came. It's from MAD. It is October. I am assuming, I can't show you the cover, but I'm assuming this is December MAD. And they really pack these things up well. So it's not like we took a box and just ran a piece of tape over it. So now can we do it without? Oh, this is very nice.
That looks pretty easy.
Yeah. You know what? This works great.
We're going to sneak preview.
What they do is they often find a website who wants to be the first to show the cover. And change of plans. I just called Susie Hutchinson in California, and she said, all right, show the cover. All right.
We so are the website. Mad,
yeah.
Family Man.
And exclusive. Okay,
and it is the modern day family portrait, just a little bit different than what us older folks are used to as the family portrait. And let's see what I have in this issue. A lot of reprints. And I rarely read my own stuff because I'm afraid it's not going to be funny. And in this show, I have something called the MAD. What's it? The MAD family? Oh, the MAD Getting Married Primer. Okay. And I just read the last panel. It's not bad. A minister asked, do you take this woman to be your lovely wedded wife? Yes. Do you take this man to be a lawfully wedded husband? She says yes. And that's the last time the bride and groom will ever agree. Okay, back to the spot. Okay, so it's going to be $8.99. And right now it seems the only place to get it will be at the company website. I'll show you what it looks like on their website.
Well, as you can see, They must have this up as a placeholder,
right?
Because
none,
where all the features are supposed to be, it just says none. But I did find it on their Facebook page.
Perfect.
And I guess you can. It seems very reasonable for.
I agree.
A pair of scissors, and I like the fact, and also. it's not so sharp. I thought, am I going to have to worry about just carrying these scissors?
Right.
But it's very well designed so that it cuts through cardboard, cuts through tape and ribbons, stainless steel, soft handles. I think it's well worth $9.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks pretty cool. I really like it. I really like it. Like they did give the impression of like high quality scissors for only $9. And I can't tell you how many times I do need something to cut the tape. And I wish I had a box cutter. I wish I had scissors. I need, you know, keys, anything. And a dual purpose option for that seems amazing. Seems absolutely amazing. So like the gadget. It's very cool.
This is good. This is good. Okay, something different from Adobe, and here's the video.
So you saw the video about the Arrow 2-in-1 scissors, and you may have noticed the video was kind of quiet, maybe too quiet. Anyway, this is what the original video sounded
so
like.
For safety.
There's the a fair out. Amount of background noise.
This will be coming out this fall.
So what I did is I went online and I typed in, what's the fastest, easiest way to remove background noise from a video I shot at a trade show? And it's where I went, the number one answer was Adobe Podcasts. And you could get a free trial at their website. So I went to their website, signed up for the free trial. There's evidently a free version, but I signed up for the free month. So you drag your file here, okay? And then you click to enhance. It takes about 5 minutes for the video to be enhanced by AI. Then you can start to play it back.
And
then you can take out as much of the background noise as you want.
This comes in a highly giftable package.
So I should have left in a tiny bit.
Stainless steel construction.
You can take it out totally.
A staple cartridge with staples included.
Put in back as much as you want. And you can hear the difference here.
45-degree angle.
Original.
Including myself.
Enhanced, so that's leaving too much background noise.
So that you're always smudge-free, you're always looking your best.
Original.
That's going to be $29.99.
I think it's pretty neat. So.
This is excellent.
I'm definitely going to subscribe when my month is up. It's $10 a month, and you get a lot of extras with it. One of the extras I saw a video is a guy used his professional mic, then switched to the dinky mic in his webcam, and then clicked enhance in Adobe Podcast. And when he did that, it was hard to tell between the professional mic and the mic in his webcam, because the enhance made it sound very professional. Well, it can't make me sound too professional, because it's the Gizwiz show. We don't want too much profession. But anyway, Adobe Podcast, and we'll have Chad give a look, because there's a lot of free extras.
Very cool. There you go.
Do you know about that?
I have played around with it for absolutely, absolutely.
Oh. Okay, because the funny thing was, I have a guy who does professional podcasting, and I asked him about. I said, "Is there something where you just push a button and it takes the background noise out?" And he said, "Boy, I wish."
Yeah.
Well, now I have to tell him about this.
Yes, yes, it's very, very good. It only came out less than
recently.
A year ago.
Yes.
And yeah, I remember seeing it, and it it does what it says. So now in your clip, I think the audio was so bad. So what it does is it kind of listens for, you know, the words that it can hear, and then it uses generative AI to rebuild a voice. So you'll notice that in your video, sometimes it sounded like you didn't say what you really said. It's because the AI thinks you said that, and then it generates a new voice based off of your voice to cut through. So it's not really even audio reduction. It's like audio creation and mixing and all these different layers. So that's why in that clip that we listened to, there were like words that weren't words in
yours. Well, the thing is coming from me, people just think, oh, there he goes again, making up stuff.
right. To a very trained ear, I can tell that it's AI. I can tell that it's been scrubbed with AI. And I think that's specifically because I've had AI, you know, make a podcast based off a subject, and you know, it sounds very similar to what that interview sounded like. And especially the mess ups and the, you know, it'll take away ums that people have because it thinks, oh, that's not a word.
Yes, I saw a demo of that. Mm-hmm. It goes through and it puts a little check mark where every and you just go by and you check the check mark if you want that taken out.
Yes. So it's really incredible stuff. Really, really good at doing it.
The price sounds right, doesn't it? $10 a month.
Yes. And now I buy Premiere Pro and I'm in a different package. Okay. So it came with my package already.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I think it's really good. I still would recommend good equipment at the source, hitting record, you know, where like, you know, that is still going to be the best.
Yes.
This is a really good backup if something didn't go according to plan. You know, this is the best backup at the moment. For that type of stuff.
If you've watched any
and then this was that video you were mentioning, this guy who is doing the podcast.
So you can see right here, I'm actually using the laptop mic to record this video. Now, what tool am I using to enhance the sound? I'm using Adobe's latest tool called Podcast AI. So let's dive into what it takes to enhance the sound of this laptop mic to make it sound studio quality. So there's two tiers of Podcast AI. Microphone sounds studio quality. I'm going to show you next. But first, I'm going to show you my cool shirt.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. And that's included in the... And it's $10 a month or $99 for the year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and it's a free version, which I could not find.
Another very interesting thing, just in the same genre of things, is NVIDIA has a program for broadcasters. And what it will do is it will enhance your mic live. So you don't have to go through that extra step of uploading. And it is incredible. I've seen people like take leaf blowers and blow them at their microphone and it completely cuts out the noise. And so like I've heard people with roommates and stuff, you know, they use that to like just cut out all the background noise. It's really impressive as well. And that's an NVIDIA product. I think it's called the Broadcast Studio or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, NVIDIA has a really, really...
You know what I'm hoping is that back when I was doing Match Game, I was making these 8mm movies.
Yeah.
And I dubbed them back then. Who knew about digital rights and everything? Using all recordings and famous... and then I had them transcribed, digitized.
Yeah.
And of course now... all the copyright music is part of the digitized version. And I'm thinking maybe I can run this through this Adobe program. I just typed in, can I remove the music in the background? And the answer was, it will do that. If you tell it you just want the voice left, it can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that at some point.
Yeah. There's definitely a chance. Or there may be a different AI program that can do that. Like, AI is getting insane because it'll look at what's there and just go, oh, I can make that. I can just remake that without that other thing in there. And that's what it does.
But you know what? AI can screw up.
Oh, big time.
When the Mads came either yesterday or the day before, I typed in what will be the release date for December 2025 Mad number 40. And AI said, there will be no such issue. Mad ceased publication in 2017 and it's just reproducing old issues.
Oh, yeah.
That was not correct. However, 2 days later, I asked the same question and it said, there is a good chance that there will be a December 2025 issue because they are using some new material and older material and putting issues back out. So it learned somehow.
So there's like these new tests that people do with AI and it keeps failing on a few of them. And one is like, tell me how many letters, like how many R's are in this word. And it'll just like miscount the amount of letters in the word. Or like a lot of video like the video AIs, they tell the prompt, count to 10 on your fingers. And the AI, video will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It has no idea how to do like counting on its own fingers.
Oh, that's very funny.
So there's definitely like, still not there yet. Okie dokie, with that, let's jump into the third gadget, shall we?
Okay, and here it is.
Here it is.
How popular are fidget toys? Well, I was doing a little research, and I found Amazon has a whole page, several pages, of bestsellers in, I don't know why they call them Simple Dimple fidget toys, but they have the top 100. And I found one that looks exactly like this, and we're going to take a closer look at that. So this looked kind of interesting, and it is a fidget ball. I thought it was going to look like that. Oh, I see. You make it like that. All right.
Oh.
Actually, I guess you can make it any way you want.
That seems more tedious than...
Yes, and it's great to travel. It's also great because there's no screen needed, no batteries, no Wi-Fi. And it's kind of interesting because you can carry all... I don't know if it's going to fit after you start stretching them out, but all of the little silicon
straws.
Pieces here.
Yeah, tubes.
This is a
bag for
carry
all of
case.
It?
Okay.
No. Yeah.
So I guess the object is you roll that in here, then you lock this together, and then you have it in the bag, and you can take this anywhere. And so when you're nervous and fidgety, I guess you just start taking these little guys. This is getting me so nervous. I wasn't nervous when we started. Now I'm very nervous.
Yeah, now you have
it comes
have
with
to.
Its own nerve producing. Okay.
Oh, and I see there. Look at. There's every kind of sensory little dots here, long lines here. And so you make your own designs. I need somebody. Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to say, this would drive me crazy. This will get me fidgeting, all right?
Still needing to fidget.
All right, now it's locked. This is harder than I thought.
Actually doing it against the lines.
I don't know if you're fidgety, but I guess if you have nothing to do and you decide that you want
to build. I don't get it. This would make this
easy to make potholders, you know?
Yeah. I think I'd rather knit something.
Yeah, exactly. This.
Yeah.
Easy enough to do this. So we'll just look at a little 30-second video here. I thought it was going to come out like that, and then you would sort of take it apart and put it back together. But I guess you do. But you, if you're really good at it, maybe you'll get better at it as you do it. But it seems like it's fun. So it's the Gigilly. I guess it's Gigilly sensory activity ball with 24 strings, $12, $11.99. All right.
Nice. All right. So while I was sitting here, I did a little better.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun. Oh, and the other thing, Chad, is that cellophane thing that it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When I opened it, I thought you could hardly hear me over the cellophane. So I ran that video through the Adobe thing. And playing with the knob just took out most of the cellophane.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. See, yeah, when it was more subtle, I couldn't tell at all.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I like how the image that they did with the, like...
Oh, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
The little loops.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that you could get 30 minutes of fidgeting out of it?
Boy, I don't know. First of all, I was just amazed that there are 100 fidget toys. And it turns out that there are 100, whatever I said at the beginning, there are other fidget toys who fall in different fidget categories.
Yes.
Yeah, hundreds of them. I think they're assigning a lot of...
A lot of things to fidgeting, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not so sure that...
Is this a fidget toy?
Probably,
is this a fidget toy? You know.
Yeah. Probably on an airplane or in the backseat of a car, it'd probably be some fun.
Not a lot of reviews, but honestly... See, these people got the free products.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
That's encouraging that the ones that I kind of see that look like actual purchases seem interested. Pretty good.
You know, when you read it's like tactile actions like pushing, peeling, winding, and bridging will promote sensory development. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah.
You should be peeling. You're pushing.
Peeling.
Don't wind. Don't wind.
My neurons are firing. Woo. My neurons are firing. It's pretty funny.
Anyway, it's kind of fun.
Well, with that, let's get.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
A little bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. New month, new theme. Mm-hmm. Thank you, patrons, for voting. So the themes were automobile gadgets, sports, and automobile gadgets was submitted by Victor, by the way. Thank you, Victor, for doing that, a patron. Okay. Sports and fitness gadgets, inspired by my running adventures. That was submitted by Jason.
Maybe.
Jason. Thank you, Jason. And then laundry gadgets, which I chose because that was the second option, the second place winner from last month. So laundry, sports, or automobile?
Gee, laundry, sport. I think
classics.
You know, laundry, sports, or automobile. I'm going to go, God. Automobile. I don't know it because I'm in the city, so automobile would be the last thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking probably most of our listeners own a car.
Automobile. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I now, figured sports for our thing would be at the bottom, and it is.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. A lot of sports fans. Now there is a really Rachel put a comment in that says it's October without a Halloween theme, and I wish I feel like I didn't do my proper due diligence and realize it was October with a Halloween theme. So.
Okay.
Diggity, maybe I can take over a few extras this month, like maybe one or two.
Oh, yeah.
And show
off that's good.
A Halloween gadget or two.
Absolutely.
Near Halloween. So I was thinking let's cover some Halloween gadgets, but maybe I'll just throw them in some chat extras this month.
Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So automobile gadgets is the theme. This is the gadget. The whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget, but I recorded it earlier, so.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a look.
So, as you know, it is now automobile-themed month, so to start it off, I'm taking a look at an accessory that you can add to your automobile to hold your iPad. This is honestly the perfect content consuming device, so it makes a lot of sense that you would want this. I've already unboxed it, so here it is. This is everything that's in the box, the simple instructions on how to use it. It does come in two pieces. You have to connect this springy piece to this springy piece. So the idea is that you'll put this behind a car seat. So if your car doesn't have these two pillars, obviously not for you. And we're gonna see if this spring is enough to keep an iPad weight up. And then also how wide can this go? So we're gonna test that all out in a car. So let's head out. Okay, so we're here in the car. The first thing is that you need to have this type of headrest with these two pillars. So I'm gonna put one over here. Oh wow, that does fit snugly, that's pretty nice. And then we're gonna push this one in. Oh my gosh, that feels actually insanely secure, wow. I'm actually very shocked at how well that works. Okay, and then we have this like pivoting arm, and what's nice is that this axis obviously is gonna be very secure with, you know, gravity and weight. So you can move it forward or move it back. Let's move it back, and now let's test this out. I have many different devices. So let's start with the absolutely massive iPad. This is the iPad Pro. This is like one of the first. I'm just gonna do it that way to stop reflection. It looks like it can hold it. Oh my gosh, this is like the biggest tablet you could ever use. Okay, well, I think that completely, puts anything to doubt. We have kind of a normal iPad here. I'll throw that one on there. That looks great. And then this is a teeny tiny little Kindle that I haven't charged in a long time. There you go, even that will work just fine. So it doesn't, I can confidently say that it doesn't quite matter the size of the device, it'll hold it. There you go. And even like a phone, you could do if you wanted to. This right here can be unscrewed, so you can articulate this as much as you want, and then also kind of lock it down if you want. It's still pretty easy to move even with it locked as tight as I can make it. But there you go. That is actually a pretty nice iPad holder there. I feel like I could like start a taxi service, you know, take payments right here or something like that. Pretty interesting.
You go. Okay, so
very nice, very nice.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. I was more impressed with it than I was disappointed with it. And the price is not too bad, $15. Which is good because it's just plastic and springs, which is honestly, I think, a very fair price for it. If you have kids and an iPad, this seems like a really good option. I got it at Walmart, as you can see, but yeah, pretty, pretty quick.
Yeah, very decent.
I'm wondering
very
if I can decent. Find anything else that has this type of setup. But and then I couldn't record in the Tesla because it does not have that same type of headrest system. It is a fully integrated seat, so there's no like movable piece, and it doesn't have these two pillars. So some cars, it just won't be able to install in, and you'd be able to kind of quickly know if your car has that type of headrest or not. So, so may not be for every type of car. With that, let's jump into Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, so this is a game we'll be playing in January when you go to CES.
Oh, yeah.
And that is to look at a gadget from the past and wonder or try to guess, is it still around? So in my memory photographs, a picture of this came up and I thought, oh, let me go find a video for this. So I found the video. It's from 2017. This was back when CES used to do a November CES preview here in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And would have gadgets that were going to be unveiled at CES 2018, okay? So we can look at this 8-year-old video. I have not looked for the name of the company to see if they are in existence. I didn't even look at the video. I just remember it was very elaborate. I think it was very impressive. I think it was wildly expensive. So at the end of the video, we'll all guess, do we think it is still here?
Okay.
So here's the video.
Dicky Bartolo, Mads, Maddest Rider, and the Gizwiz. One Take Theater here at gizwiz.tv. This is really great because we always do a CES look ahead. Well, this is a gadget that's coming to CES 2018. And we have Armin here who just happened to invented, is that right?
Yes, we're a robotics startup based in California, and our mission is to improve human life outdoors. And what you're looking at is the world's first autonomous robotic shading system that follows the sun. It collects solar energy, transfers that to power, and then basically closes, opens by itself. But it's much more. It's an AI module living outside your home. It has an app that controls the device. So at the core, you're looking at an artificial intelligence robot that's going to live outside your home. It's going to protect you from the sun. It'll has a security camera on board. You can speak to it. You can listen to music through its speakers.
And obviously, you can also see what the camera's seeing.
Absolutely. You can see what the camera is seeing. Basically, you can see it either through your application or you could see it through another device in your home. Our mission is basically to create an artificial intelligence hub outside your home. And for us, the Parasol was the most logical product to integrate all these technologies into.
Oh, this is amazing. And now, sometimes it tilts, so it would tilt to follow the sun. Mm-hmm. But if you were sitting there and you wanted to tilt it, is that a function of a remote control?
Absolutely. You can ask it to move. You can say, sunflower, rotate right. You don't need to touch it, basically. So the whole goal about creating a robot outdoors is that we had to think about, first and foremost, the conditions of weather. But also, it's the ease, the use case. How do people engage with robots? How are they going to interact? They don't want to hold their phone, they're barbecuing, they're gardening. They don't necessarily want to engage with their devices. So it had to be convenient. They have to speak to it. So,
you know, before that goes back up, are these the solar panels?
Yes.
That is really... And so when the sun comes up, it'll just by itself?
By itself, absolutely. Yes, and when the wind picks up, it already will recoil by itself. You do not need to touch it. You do not need to close it because it knows the wind is at a specific speed. It has sensors on board for carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, methane. It understands the exact UV rating in that microclimate where you're at.
This is really great.
They come in different colors.
Oh, okay. Even yes. Our cameraman wants to know.
It does, okay. Of course, yes. But, you know, for us, we started the first ones with the iconic white because that's how we started. But it will be absolutely available in multitude.
You have to do black for New York City.
For sure.
All right, well, this is. Do you have? Is there a price point yet?
We haven't established the price as of yet, but we'll release it in a couple of months.
Okay, so at CES 2018, we can fill in the blank, but for now, that's Shade Crafts Sunflower. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz. One Take Theater here at gizwiz.tv. Oh, the sun's not in my eyes. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know why I felt so pessimistic watching
yeah,
that.
I just
felt incredibly.
Wait a minute, Dale. Is it around? Dale Paco said it's $8,000.
I know. I think that was a joke.
A joke. Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I searched like sunflower AI shade or like, so
they
it's my
never
shade.
Made it.
Yeah, it's by Shadecraft. I found this like Shadecraft. Like YouTube channel that 7 years ago they uploaded to, you know, like I don't, 4 years ago, I guess. The Sun Table.
Okay.
There you
it
go.
It was called Sunflower.
And then, yeah, this was the, Sunflower.
Oh wait, yeah. Isn't that guy in my?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that the guy that's in my video?
Yeah, that is. But I still. Oops, I just saved that to watch later. But still, this doesn't seem like.
Oh, like it made it.
Right. Let's see. Can I buy it anywhere?
Oh, there it is.
Whoa!
No.
Uh oh.
Is right.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's not what we want. Their website now, if I could just go to their domain, it goes to some slot website where you can buy slot machines and stuff. Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah, so that sounds like a whole lot of ideas packed into umbrella.
Yes. And it kept getting more and more. And it will tell you the carbon dioxide. It'll follow,
yes.
It'll close at night. The wind is up. And
I think what sent me was when I looked at the demo video, and it looked like they were showing Instagram, but it was like their app. I was like, why would I need a photo viewer in my sunshade app? Like, okay, I understand that it's difficult to like move the sunshade and like I might want a robot to do that, but by the time that I'm getting an Instagram feed in the same app as the sunshade app, okay, we've gone way too far. It's not easy anymore. Holy moly. Pack and W looks like
Scooter X found some stuff.
Yeah.
It won an award
I saw the
in 2017. They raised $2 million.
This is like some type of like an article written about it.
It will be available for pre-order at $2,700.
Yeah, I don't think it worked. I don't think it worked out. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
They only needed to raise $5 to get 404 on their website. So
that's fun.
Anyway, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I love when you see something like that and think, oh my God, this is nice. And then as it gets more and more free, you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're crazy. This is never going to happen.
I remember that day that there was like a little kid's wallet at CES that I thought was so interesting. And then I went over and then it turned out to be like some crypto thing where like your money would get turned into crypto. And then
That was like the Zune.
I was like, I thought this was a piggy bank. I didn't realize this was a crypto like situation.
Oh, yeah. but when the Zune came out, I thought, God, this is a beautiful little device. And then when you wanted to buy something, you had to go in and buy Zune dollars. You had to change your money to Zune money. And I'm thinking, are they kidding me?
Yeah. With that, let's go see what y'all say in the letter. Oh, wait, before we jump into the letter, sorry to hit the brakes on that. How can people send in their videos? Because we need some of your videos.
All right, video, any kind of a gadget, okay? Working or not working,
old tech. We love gadgets of old tech that you, if you have one of those umbrellas in your backyard and it's working, we'd love that. We'd love a video of that. Anything to do with a gadget. Make a video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. If you have someone shooting video for you, you can be in it. And put it up on YouTube. And you, when you upload it, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email us that. mail@gizwiz.tv. And we're showing 99% of everything we get. And you will get fame and fortune from seeing it on the show. And also the current issue of Mad Magazine, autographed to you.
Do it now. With that, let's jump into the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now. Now, amazing video from Ivan. It's awesome. What do you got for us, Dickie D?
Okay. Last week we were talking about someone sent in the weird gadget that was going to replace Foldy Mate.
It was a lamp that had arms that looked like it shouldn't exist. It was crazy.
Yes. And I said, wait a minute. Didn't Mo send me an email about Foldy Mate? So I went down, I did a web search, and he sent us an email like 2 months ago. Step aside, Foldy Mate. This is coming soon. I like it. I hope it comes out. Mo. And he sent a video of this from Kickstarter.
So the title is The Future of Ironing.
Introducing the Einsen Automated Iron. The ultimate professional grade automated ironing device. Its innovation core combines a next generation thermodynamic system, intelligent powered chipset, and multi-drive engines to deliver automation, captivating speed, and performance. Even for home use, Einsen delivers professional-grade, crease-free clarity. Its exceptional superheated steam penetrates deeper into fabrics, enhancing texture and lifting even the most persistent wrinkles. While its precise pressing technology dynamically adjusts the applied pressure, overcoming any buttons and clothing irregularities.
Huh.
Iron your favorite clothes or the clothes of your family and watch in awe
or your
as every
least
piece
favorite
is ironed
clothes.
Effortlessly in real time.
And iron it at the dinner table to press
redefine
your napkins.
Redefine the limits of an iron as the first iron featuring 3D ironing technology, allowing you to smooth every surface, even the sleeves. Enjoy ironing a vast array of textile types. A revolutionary steam format so powerful, it eliminates harmful pathogens.
All right, how much is it?
Yeah, okay, I've heard enough. Whoa! The launch bundle, which is almost 50% off, is $1,200. The normal price is $2,100. $2,100.
As someone in chat said, I haven't pressed anything in years.
The amount of dry cleaning you could buy with $2,000.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, my God. Also, it looks like you have to stand there and pull it through.
Yeah. It's still in... It is impressive speed, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, but not in the right price point.
No, not at all. No.
At $300, at like under $1,000.
Yeah.
Under $500 where it kind of needs to be.
And if it could also do pizza dough, so that when you're not pressing, this would be good. You put pizza dough in.
There you go.
Flattens it and cooks it with the iron, the steam from the iron thing.
Steamed buns are a delicacy, you know?
Yeah.
You just figure out a way to put some dim sum in there, and then it'd be great.
Pizza cooker.
Pizza cooker. Very interesting. I am fascinated
by it. Mo, if you get one.
Yeah, Mo, if you get one, tell us how it is, please.
Yeah, sure. Make a video.
Thank you, Mo, for sending that over.
That
also, thank you to
good.
Our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Every single time we upload an episode, thank you. Also, you guys get to vote on the theme. And patrons, a reminder, please post your suggestions in the comments of the last Crappy Corner theme suggestion. I saw a few comments in there already, so fantastic. Love that. Head on over to patreon.com/gizwiz if you want to support, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click that. Big old banner will take you to our Patreon page, or there's also a tiny little link there that'll take you to our PayPal, where you can donate via PayPal if you want to give that way instead. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream, gizwiz.tv. Make sure you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks who are part of our community. And then all of our episodes are there on our website. Or you can head on over to our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's the last place you need to send your browsers, because that's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to do it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget that you gotta guess what it is. And there's a Mad Magazine on the line, the one we just saw today, exclusive to the Gizwiz. That's the one you're playing for. There's 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. And this is obvious to me what this one is. You know, you have the cone of shame for dogs. Well, you have the orb of shame for humans when you really have to diet. When you absolutely have to diet, you put on the orb of shame. And then only small food can fit through the orb. If you think you know what this is, get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.